This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That's right. My name's on the frickin' show. I'm hosting the frickin' show today. Jack Fritz in for Spike. Ike, Spike, and Fritz on this Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Tournament Friday afternoon. Looking forward to a weekend of college basketball. Ike Sparty on the court tonight at 10.
Yeah, I'll be nervous tonight.
You're the two seed.
I don't give a damn. More pressure on the two seed.
I think they lost to Middle Tennessee as a two seed.
Why don't you shut up,
Justin?
Shut up. It's Izzo in March. It's inevitable. It's the way
I got him in the Final Four. Don't worry.
Everyone has him in the Final Four because this fraud idea that Izzo is some big game coach is out of control. He hasn't won a. He's only won one natty.
Yep.
It's time to man up.
Yeah, and I agree.
It's time to man up.
Which is why I'll be nervous tonight.
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tourney is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. We'll get back to your phone calls, but it's time for the top five at five today with Justin Morgenstein.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Justin Morgenstein.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Wow, very straight-lined Justin Morgenstein.
Oh, yeah.
No, funny business.
Professional. That's all we do here.
Yeah.
But what I got for you today is top five things that you guys like the least about Phil and producers producing the afternoon show. Now, Spike being here would be big for this because these are mostly, I think, him.
Yes.
More than you guys. Yes. But, yeah.
It's definitely mostly him.
Yeah, we are easy. He is a diva. He is difficult.
always. But number five, we got the callers not being ready when you go to them. And, like, the amount of times Buzz has gotten yelled at for callers not being ready to go once they're up there. Like, you guys had me checking every 5 minutes with the next caller today. I was not letting that happen. And the amount of times I've just seen Buzz ridiculed over that, I had to make sure it wasn't going to happen today.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Buzz when that happens because it's really not usually his fault. As someone who's usually back there, I sometimes check. I don't always check. I just kind of trust. And it seems like Buzz always gets screwed.
Well, and it's also like if it's a normal caller, if it's Chuck or if it's Cowboy Jam or somebody like that,
you expect them
to be ready. And then when they're just not, it's like, you let me down. It wasn't my fault.
But making fun of Buzz in that situation, like, because Buzz gets flustered. Like, when you go after Buzz, he, like, freezes it. You know when the deer runs across the road? That's Buzz when we start questioning him. Like, he just completely shuts down.
Yeah, it's like a deer in headlights.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that a saying?
Yes, that is a saying.
Thank you.
I've heard that before, yes.
Yeah. All right, everyone relax.
Number four, we have not understanding the bits and the sounders, like not playing the Blue Chew sounder, which you, frankly, also do sometimes.
I know. But that's also funny. It's
no easier. Outro for Tornado. Like, people have done that before. I've seen Buzz and Fran hit the outro when he doesn't have music for that.
Right.
And also, like, how are people going to know that Moro Ojomo had six sacks last year? Like,
exactly.
You got to get it.
You got to get the bits. And this is a Fran problem.
It's the Fran problem.
Fran never listens to the show.
Yep.
He strolls in here about, like, 12:30. and, like, Buzz listens to the show. Morgenstein, obviously, having him back there, he
definitely listens.
He does our video, so he's hanging on her every word. This is a Fran issue, and yeah. Fran doesn't listen enough to the show to get the show sometimes.
That's a no-no. Like, how can you fill in as a producer or be a producer on the show and not listen to the show?
If you don't know where the Ike Juice Drop is,
right,
you should not be allowed to produce the
this,
program.
Listen, this isn't filling in on the midday show.
It's not the minor leagues.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stuff going on with this show that you have to be up to date with and cued into.
Yeah, like I will say, the first time I produced you guys, before I was doing that job, like pissing my pants back here, and yeah, I'm nervous, but you know, listen
not
to
use
you guys.
That analogy. Again.
Don't use that analogy. Yes.
No, yeah, no, not good.
Yeah,
not good.
Yeah, listen, that's the reason why you're on video. Yeah, yeah.
Well, didn't we have that issue with another producer?
Yeah, yeah. That's all right, though.
Yeah. You adjust. It's all right, though. It's all good.
We move.
All
what good. About what about when that's a part-time it. Producer needs to be dumped when they talk?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Is that on the top five?
Well, yeah, no, that's not what you like to see right there. But we're going to pretend it didn't happen. We're going to move right
Keep
on with it.
Keep it moving.
We're going to go number three, poor job of singing Creed. And we just saw this recently with Francisco Rojas,
yeah.
who claims that he sings it as he's walking around his house and then just had to watch the lyrics on his phone as yeah. he's singing it with you guys at 5:30. Like, well, that was absurd.
And he likes rock music. It's not like he likes country. And
so is it a Creed is just too old for him? What is
I
it?
He's not a Creedsman.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard of a song. I mean,
it really is not.
It's just not. There's no excuse.
And it's five. Hold on. Five times a week you get a chance to hear it.
Every day. Once again.
He claimed he was singing it all throughout his house.
Yeah. He's, again, Fran's full of it. And,
yeah.
Like, Morgenstern, have you sung 5:30 Creed yet?
Debut today.
Okay.
Ah, so debut today.
You do not, you just don't seem like a singer. Like, you seem very monotone with the voice.
We'll see. I got some pipes on me.
I mean, let me tell you all you have to do, Justin. Just let it go.
Yep.
Just let it go.
Nobody's
listening. You're in the shower singing.
Yeah.
We all do that.
Your voice might crack. Whatever.
Yeah,
no one's here.
We don't care.
No one thinks you're not going to get through to Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, it's not American Idol. Randy Jackson is not going to say, like, all right, you're through. We're just here having a good time.
Yep. Right. Yep. We'll be locked in. We'll be ready all to right. go. Number two we got, and this is a big one for Jack, I know, in an active drop board. And I will say with this, it is very tough because, like, I'll think of a drop that I want to play as you guys say something.
Yeah.
And there's so many drops on this board, but by the time I find it, it's like it's passed by now. And
yeah,
as long
yeah.
as you know where Ike Juice is,
yeah.
everything else will fall in line.
You really only need Ike Juice. Everyone else is just a feel. And not to toot, I would never toot my own horn.
No.
Would never do that.
Shouldn't have to.
You guys just don't have the feel, you know, like the radio instincts sometimes with the part-time producers
well,
are
but
lacking.
In my head, I know the one I want to play, but
right.
again, I'm like scanning, and by the time I find it, you guys are three sentences into the future, and I'm just like, this won't work
anymore.
And then
you can't do it.
No.
No.
Because then it's all timed off. You're going to pause, and then I'm just going to be like, yeah. I ruined the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would wait until maybe your third time doing it. So, in other words, like, you filled in a day. You have an idea of what you wanted to do, you just didn't do it, like
right.
with the buttons.
Didn't pull the trigger.
And now maybe the next time, you're like, okay, I feel a little more comfortable. If this happens, I'll do that. Because you did drop one in the other day, caught my eye, and I thought it was well-timed. Which one was it?
I forget, but like when you said early on the show, like with the egg on the face, I didn't find that until like a minute later. And then I couldn't use it anymore. Or like, oh boy, like it's one of my favorites.
Oh boy's yeah. a good one.
Just wasn't ready.
Sometimes you gotta set up the drops too. Like yesterday with whacking that thing. Which is
that's a creep.
Well, he does that a lot.
I do think that's the best singular drop on the drop board. Nothing makes me smile more than when I can set up a good whacking that
thing. Oh, it was Hey John, Hey Mark, the Maury one.
Oh,
by the way.
You did hit that one.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
one it was. That's yeah. the one it was. Yeah.
yeah. One of Mike's favorites.
That was well timed.
Yeah, well, because talking Maury. Yeah.
I knew anytime you mentioned the Sixers or Maury, I saw that one, so I was like, I'm gonna have that ready to go.
Now there maybe go. Here's what you could do. You could take a photo of the drop board.
Like
bring it home and study it.
Make a Quizlet.
There you go.
Flashcards.
It's kind of like a playbook.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Listen, it's second nature for me at this point. So
right.
It is what it is.
And considering you put all the drops where you want them at.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I word them the way that I in my head, the only way it makes sense.
Yep. Always.
Once again, I set up myself for success.
There you
and
go.
And that's it. It's a dog eat dog world, Morgenstern.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. But number one, we're gonna go with, and you know. Example of me having to get dropped in this again. doing the top five, and specifically Fran doing the top five. Like, there have been so many memorable Fran top fives. Like, who could forget Black History Month? There have been
so many others
that you can't even just, the list goes on with Fran, and it is just truly must-listen radio anytime Fran's doing the top five.
Usually it's so bad it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Black History Month, I think it's in the top of my, if you can go into my production mail real quick, it's up at the top. The Fran on Black History Month, his five most influential athletes out of nowhere, was one of the more shocking things that has ever been ushered on these airwaves. Yeah. It's definitely worse than, because Mosh used to have the worst ones.
Yes.
When he would do a top five zoo animals.
Yes.
Yeah, that was brutal.
And they were all monkeys that he, like, looked up.
Like, sometimes they're not all winners, but those guys don't really get close. Like, Morgenstern, good job today. Buzz usually does a pretty good job. Fran and Mosh just don't get it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, there is the top five at five. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit GUIDA.com. Let's get this one out of the way. Cowboy Jim, what's happening, Cowboy Jim?
Jack and Ike, just like the good old days.
It was like 4 months.
Black Gritty calls, Chuck being himself. I'm waiting for Andy from Deptford to go, we live, we hot. When's that happening? Come on, call in, Andy. You can talk.
Give me, he's still got 40 today. Minutes. Yeah, he's still got about 40 minutes.
He snuck his way on the other day.
Yep.
Oh, he did. You remember the good old days, you know, the days I used to fight with Herb and Chuck and Rios?
Yeah.
I don't have those days anymore. We're handcuffed now. We can't do that.
Well, you're fine. You're making another name for yourself, Cowboy Jim.
Let freedom ring. Okay, as for the Phillies, I'm sorry, Jack, 81 and 81, they're just like the Sixers. They just have a bunch of names to fill up the stadium. You know, make money from that.
Well, aren't you a Phillies fan? Don't you claim to be a Phillies fan?
Well, I do sometimes claim to be a Phillies fan. Yeah, sometimes when they're doing good.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen very much. Hey, can we answer? I need your help with this. Come on.
What you got?
You have zero. The Eagles have zero suspensions since 2020. The guy who does security, Big Dom, was suspended. But yet you have zero suspensions, and other teams have like 30 double digits. Come on. What's going on here? How are we hiding this? How are we hiding?
It's a good group of men.
Exactly.
A good group of men. Oh, I spend more time with them. I see what goes on. So, don't.
Well, that's why they got an F minus for travel, because you're critiquing them at all times.
I think it was an F plus because of me, but listen, an F.
Well, listen, if they don't test positive for anything, or if they don't they aren't getting arrested for anything, like, why would they get suspended?
Zero? Come on. And other teams have like 30? There's something.
Maybe they should get their own Big Dom. It sounds like a them problem.
I don't know.
Yeah, the guy that gets suspended. And
he got suspended for a nonsense reason.
Yeah, he shouldn't have even got suspended. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, you know what's bothering me today?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's bothering
me. You're bothering me today.
Yeah, you're not. I don't believe you guys. Spike should be off every Friday, because it's like Freedom Friday. You can just be yourself. You
Poor
can call.
Spike.
You don't have to have restrictions. You know, anything like that. Like, hey, how you doing, guys? You know, like, hey, you don't have to get right to the point. I mean, it's freedom.
Freedom Friday.
I really hope he's not listening.
Yeah, he's listening. And
you know how many texts have he had written out?
This will assure he'll never take another day off.
He's getting smoked today. And then there has been some that have been exiled from the program that have been
they felt free to call in today.
Yeah. They're getting chesty too. They're getting a little chesty. We love Spike. Spike's done a great job. Everyone take a deep breath. 215-592-9494. Are you in or out on the Phils? If you want to check in on some Clearwater action today, Ike.
What you got?
They won 6-6 split squad action. I know you're a big fan of the old split squad.
Yeah, I love a split squad.
Yep. Zach Wheeler went 5 innings, struck out 4, allowed 1 run. That's what we like to see, because his last 2 outings have not exactly been crisp. Max Kepler had 2 hits and 2 walks. That's what we like to see.
There you go.
Bomer had 2 hits as well, and Mundo went yard again.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen, it's good stuff. And then in the other split squad game, they lost 11-7 to the Blue Jays, but Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot went yard, which I'm sure everyone is thrilled with. Mm-hmm. Jose Ruiz got lit up, which you don't want, and it was more the B squad that went on to take Toronto. So, again, 6 days away. So they come up Monday. Monday is when they return to Philadelphia. So,
they return to Philly Monday?
Yeah, this was around this time when Reese tore his ACL. So as long as we don't do that again.
Right, yeah. I'll get everybody out now.
Yeah,
No,
don't even play this weekend. It's not going to make that much of a difference.
Nope.
It's not going to make that much of a difference. Speaking of the exiled, Chris and Pensalkin, what's happening, Chris?
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
Long time no shout.
Yeah. What's going on, brother? Two-time Super Bowl champion, baby.
That's it, baby. And I act like I was on the field, too. I'm like, it's all about 2-5. They're like, Shady? I'm like, no, that was my number growing up. Give me one of those rings. I feel good about myself.
So you enjoyed the Super Bowl. It seems like the Eagles are not enjoying the Super Bowl.
I enjoyed the Super Bowl like an 8-year-old, man. I was running. A couple neighbors are like, Cowboys. You always got one Cowboys fan. I got a Giants fan because, you know, Jersey weirdos. Run by banging on their door with a Tito's bottle in my hand going, B-A-G-O. They're like, my kids sleep. I'm like, I don't care. Wake them up. Let's go.
You are nuts, man. You are nuts.
I said, where are you going? I bring the property value up, baby. My house is nicer than yours. And get a new car like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, I know you don't do shout outs, but I don't ask for much, man. And Jack, you'll love this one. My youngest, 18, like the one that you met, fast pitch softball.
Okay.
She drove down her and her 2 girlfriends on Sunday to Port Charlotte, Florida, hung on the beach. She texts me today. She goes, guess where I'm at? I go, where? She goes, I'm at the Phillies game. She's sitting there. They drive over there. They drive over to see the Phillies game.
Nice.
She just got her first check in the mail for training. She starts with the Phillies in marketing, I guess, for like a little intern for the summer. She's going to do the little wiffle ball game.
Oh, really?
Field.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. So shout out. I nicknamed her C for the Bronxdale. Shout out to C. Way to kick butt, kiddo, even though you can't hear me. And Jack, I'm 100% in on the Phillies. I think all these people that are down on them, they're going to stick it right up their giggy. Right up their giggy.
I hope so, man.
And you're going to see Harper do something crazy and, like, rip his shirt off and run down and jump into the crowd with a bottle of champagne. and his wife's going to go bat crazy because he did it. She didn't want him to do it. It's going to be insane, and I can't wait to be
there.
Dude,
I need him to have a parade down Broad Street. Wheeler deserves a parade down Broad Street. Like, it just, if those guys, I know all of them, we want them all to get rings, but those two specifically, mm-hmm. Harper and Zach Wheeler, if they don't get a ring, I'll be crushed. They need one.
I will be crushed too. They don't have to want one. They, like you said, they need one.
Yes.
And Jalen, I'm with Ike, man. That guy can't be more than five. There's just no way. All the kid does is people go, well, he doesn't have intangibles. Sure he does. Look, wherever he goes, you know what he does?
He wins.
And if you look up, I'm not one of those computer dudes and an analytic type guy, but if you look up, because I don't really like computers, unless it's gambling and that other adult thing. I'm telling you right now, you look up, he's probably got to be the last guy in 4 years have had the most comeback drives to win games. I at least counted six, but I'm counting just in the past four. He's down. He comes back. All he does is he's clutch.
Yeah.
He's clutch.
Well, one year he won seven games in 1 year after trailing by 10 points.
Right, I love the love for you guys to look that up.
Was that 23?
I think that was 23.
And then it collapsed.
Yeah, but he still got him.
No.
Yep.
Well, last year you didn't have to do that much, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. you married your girlfriend when you were like 12, but me and I, like in high school, hey, she was hot, and we got her, and then we broke up with her, and they're like, yep. She broke up. Yeah, I'm like, but at least I got you, man.
Yeah.
I've been another phone on the wall, baby. That's all I know.
That definitely was not my mentality. You're right.
That mentality got me to be a parent too in high school. Yeah.
my oldest one, man, 21. Yeah. Everybody's like farting. Everybody, she knocks on my door. I'm like, yo, we going out? She goes, I'm pregnant. I go, oh, I'm in trouble. Let's go.
What's bothering you today, Chris?
The only thing that bothers me today is, because what I do, so I have a drive and pickup service with that too. I can't stand when you're at the light and it changes green and they still got their head down. Nobody talks on the phone. Everybody texts now. Mm-hmm. They're still texting. So you pause, and I want some light juice on the way out. so you pause to be polite and they look at you like you're crazy and you just tap the horn and they give you the bird. I'm like, and then you get to the next light. They're like looking at you. I'm like, dude, if you haven't put down that window, I'm going to take your soul in front of your wife and your kids, so help me God. I will grab you out of that little BW. Yeah.
I got to be honest, Chris. You're the one that I'm always afraid of when I'm...
That you're going to run into.
Yeah.
And I know I'm short for time, but I've been in good behavior for about 3 years now. I stopped calling for about 6 months. It's like 5 months ago. Right in front of the Wawa down the street from my shop. We're young dudes, like they're college dudes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let them go because my kid's in college. They beep, get to the next light. They're laughing. And I put down the window to say, excuse me, like, what are you laughing about? They're like, listen, old man, you need to get off the road. You know what happened the next red light? They got a red light. I jumped out of the car. It was me and three of them. I said, I'll rip you out of that car. I'll take your soul. I'll violate you, and you'll run.
Wow.
Checkmate, line them up. I don't play checkers, boys. Love it.
Yep. There it goes. Chris invents all.
No ice juice.
Yeah, he is the one.
He said, I will violate you.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. Because, listen, I'm a birdsman every once in a while.
Yes. You know?
He's the one that I'm always like, it's probably a mistake. I didn't mean it. I take it back. Yeah, thankfully for me, Jill thinks that I cannot get to work without her, you know, giving me the light screen.
Yeah.
You know, every day, every time she's in the car with me, critiquing the whole time. And I'm like, I drive to work every single day.
Right.
Somehow I make it. You know?
You're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Nothing worse than the passenger driver or backseat driver.
Oh,
There's nothing worse.
It's turn signal this. Yeah. It's why didn't you stop at that stop sign? It's green, you know?
Well,
stop signs are optional.
I gotta admit, I understand where Jill is going with this.
Seems like you and Jill are actually more aligned than a lot of things.
Listen, where she's going with this is she wants you to be fed up with her riding in the car so she has her own car.
We're getting there. Listen, the funds are.
Listen, I'm with you.
One day we're getting closer and closer.
Grinding. Yes, you're grinding, brother. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. On the other side, we'll get to your phone calls. Close them out on if you're in or out on the Phils heading into this year. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Big games and big events are always better. Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion, two-time world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Also, on the other side, the text line and the anniversary of the end of an era in Philadelphia. With that coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.